Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back to another Bluegrass Briefing. This is your briefing for Monday, 27th of November, 2023. Podcast news last week, another bunch of new tracks for you for Big Sandy River. Brand new track to the podcast. I hope you've been enjoying those. If you haven't, go and grab those and download them and jam along. It's been cool getting some new tunes on the last couple of weeks. It's been a while, and so I've enjoyed doing that. What have I got coming up? I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, about a bunch of Bear Family record CDs that celebrate some of the early kind of Appalachian recording sessions in Bristol and Johnson City, Knoxville. I'm going to be talking to Ted Olson about those. He produced them, he wrote the essays that go in the liner notes, and we're going to have a chat about those sort of historic early recordings. So that'll be up in a couple of weeks' time, I think. I think I'm recording that this week at some point. But that's it for podcast news for now. Let's crack on and we'll chat about Church Street news. And we got a couple of bits of news for you this week. First up, Mellfest have announced their initial lineup for next year. That is April 25th to 28th, 2024. Mellfest, always a highlight of the bluegrass year for a lot of people, I know that. Lots of detail to come still, but even with an initial lineup, you've got Old Crow Medicine Show, Steep Canyon Rangers, Presley Barker, Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Peter Rowan, Scythian, Kruger Brothers, Earls of Leicester, Nickel Creek. There's so much good stuff in there already, so keep an eye on their social channels for more detail, and I'll let you know more as and when I hear more too. But that's Mellfest, which is April 25th to 28th next year. Also spotted from the IBMA, there's a thing called the IBMA Stagecraft 101 series, and it's part of the IBMA Foundation and the IBMA Leadership Bluegrass Alumni Group. And they've put out an MC masterclass. It's on their YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's an hour and 20 minutes long. And it's moderated by Katie Daly, and it's part of the Stagecraft thing. It's a really cool resource, and I think people could learn a bit from that. So I will add that to the show notes. You can go and check that out. That's a good watch. But that's it in terms of news this week. And just one thing, Grass is New is next, and that's releases this week. A new track from Benson called Lay 'Em Down, which is a cover of Need to Breathe's song, sort of Christian rock song reimagined for the world of bluegrass. And obviously, bluegrass is no stranger as a genre to songs about faith and religion. Really cool. We're going to check it out. As part of that, obviously, Kristen Scott Benson is part of Benson. I've been talking to her this week. I am putting together a tribute to Earl Scruggs for early next year, because it would have been his 100th birthday. And I've got lots of people coming to chat to me about Earl, starting from sort of this week onwards, doing the interviews, and Kristen Scott Benson will be one of those, which I'm delighted about. Go and check that out. I've added that to the Grass is Mostly New playlist, which is full of, if you don't know it, full of sort of the best of this year's bluegrass releases and a few bits and pieces related to the other interviews I've done this year. There's hours of music in there. There's some really cool stuff. Go and check it out if you haven't listened to that. Really nice way of just hearing some new music. But that is it for the new releases. Which brings me on to Scroll On Buddy, and I spotted something on Instagram this morning, actually. There's a company called Atkin that some of you will know, some of you may not, but they are based in the UK, in Kent, about an hour away from where I live in London. And they make some fine, fine acoustic guitars. Some classic pre-war style guitars, some great electrics as well, but their acoustics, I've played about half a dozen of them and they have all been outstanding. So if you don't know their guitars, check them out anyway. They are wonderful things. But I noticed they've got a new model they're working on, which is sort of arrived now, which is the D37S, D3712S, to give it its actual name, and it's a 12-fret slotted headstock dreadnought. Their D37 is their sort of classic spruce rosewood dreadnought anyway, and that's a fine guitar, but they've been toying with the idea for a while, apparently, of doing a 12-fret slotted headstock version. So they have, and they've sent some to Fellowship of Acoustics in the Netherlands, so if anybody's in that neck of the woods, they can go try them. But if you don't know Atkin, do check them out, have a look at their website, and if you find one in person, go and play it, because I've played a few and they've all been astonishing guitars. You know, go and have a look at what Atkin are doing, because it's really quite special. But that is it in terms of Scroll On, buddy. What have I been listening to this week? I've been listening to, you know, I got a hold of a copy of Strength in Numbers Telluride Sessions on CD. I couldn't find it anywhere on Spotify. It's on YouTube, but I find listening to music on YouTube a bit weird, so I tracked that down and bought a copy, and I've been listening to that, and it sort of fits right in with that thread of stuff I've talked about a little bit recently. I'm really interested in that sort of thread of acoustic instrumental music that crosses over from folk, bluegrass, bits of jazz, bits of classical, that goes back to sort of David Grisman, Mike Marshall, Daryl Anger, through Tony Rice, on through Baylor and Edgar and Jerry and more Mike Marshall, and, you know, and this Strength in Numbers definitely sits in as a very keystone recording for all of that. So I've been listening to that and just really, really getting into it, really digging it. It's a really, really good record, and I would recommend it to anybody. But that is it for this week. Another short and sweet one. More, as always, next week. And I'll give you a bit more information on both the Bristol Sessions chat with Ted Olsen and also the Earl Scruggs thing, which is going to come out beginning of next year. As I go, I'm sort of starting to work on those in quite a bit of detail now. Hopefully you're going to get some more tunes out before the end of the year as well. But that is it. Have a great week, everybody. I will see you next time, and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.